Today's daf is Kuf Bet. We're going to start at the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Bet, just where the lines get wide. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that first line. We're in the middle of talking about Yeravam ben Nevat, because he was one of the people that doesn't get Olam Haba that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mipnei mazachai Yeravam lemachut. So if he was such a bad guy, right, why did he get the machut? Mipnei shochiach et Shlomo, because he reprimanded Shlomo. Umipnei ma ne'enash? Mipnei shochicho barabim. Okay, so right, there's a way to do things, right? Don't do it in public, but you can do it. So he was rewarded because he reprimanded him, but he did it in public, which wasn't appropriate. Shneemar, v'zeh davar asherivim yab melech. This is what he did against the king. It's from Melechim Aleph Yud Aleph. Shlomo bana tamilo sagar et peretz ir David aviv. Okay, he closed the right. He built this. What have they translated? Milo?
They don't.
It says Milo. He built the Milo, and it basically blocked the entrance to the city of David. Amar lo, David avicha parat pritzo pachoma kedei shealu Yisrael aregel. Vata gadarta otam kedei lasot angaria labat paro. He said, David opened these walls so that it would make it easier for the people to get to aliyah laregel. But you close them up, so now there's a bit of a debate what this angaria is, labat paro. The one that makes the most sense to me is you made it, right, what happens when the walls are all open, everybody just wanders in. When you have one entrance, everybody goes through one entrance, so you could collect taxes, like a toll on the way in. So you were collecting money so that you can, you know, spoil bat paro, your wife.
So the real criticism was bat paro and having married.
And having married non-Jewish women, exactly. Umay, and then also taking it out on the people, and as making the people bear the burden of his, you know, excessiveness with his wives. Umay v'zasherim yab b'melech. Amrav Nachman shechalatz tfilav b'fanav. A different interpretation is, what does it mean, herim yad? They think about yad, what's on your yad, your tfilin. He took off his tfilin in front of him. Now, this is a strange thing. Why is that, right? Why is that an embarrassing thing? So some people say you're supposed to wear tefillin all day, and the only time you're not supposed to wear them is when you go to the bathroom. So if he took off his tefillin in front of him, it was basically like saying, I'm going to the bathroom, which you shouldn't do in front of the king. That's one interpretation. It could be another, like, I'm taking off the tefillin in front of you, sort of as a lack of respect type of thing. Amar Rav Nachman, gesut haruach shaya b'yiravam, he was arrogance, tirdato min haolam. That's what basically made him get killed. Shneemar vayomer Yeravam b'libo, ata tashuv hamamlacha lebeit David, im yaleh ha'am hazeh la'asot tzvachim b'beit Hashem b'Yerushalayim, v'shav lehem ha'am hazeh el adonihem el Rechavam melech Yehuda, v'haraguni v'shavu el Rechavam melech Yehuda b'Yerushalayim, v'shav lehem ha'am hazeh el adonihem el Rechavam. Sorry, I read that again. V'shavu el Rechavam melech Yehuda. Okay, period. So here's the psukim. Yeravam says in his heart, remember, there was Rechavam, the son of Shlomo. He basically took over, and then Yeravam rebelled against him after he got this nevuah from Achiyah Shiloni, who said the Malchut is going to be split. And he comes and he says, you know, Rechavam, you listen to your advisors, you listen to your friends, not your advisors, and, you know, you're making it bad for the people, and the people start following Yeravam. But what's his concern? His concern is that the Beit HaMikdash is in the Shetach of Yehuda. So what does he say? The Mamlacha is going to go back to Beit David. As soon as they go back to the Beit HaMikdash, they're going to go back to Melech David. And then they're all going to turn back to Rechavam. And then they're going to kill me. And then they're going to go back and make Rechavam the king. And why does he care once he's dead? Because I guess he wanted at least a dynasty, his son to take over. Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of sons, I read something wrong yesterday. When it's darshan Yeravam ben Nevat's name, so it darshan Yeravam as, you know, Asam Rivabam or all different kinds of things about that, then it said ben Nevat was the son of, right, Nivtu v'lo ra'u, right, about Nibet v'lo ra'ah. So I thought that it was talking about something about Yeravam and it was going to tell us that he was, but then I realized, no, it was talking, because then we saw the Braita about Nevat, his father, right, saw this image that he had, Gedula, that was going to be his, and it turns out it was his son. He was wrong. So Ben Nevat means he's the son of the one who was Nibet. The Nibet issue doesn't relate to Yeravam at all, that he misunderstood something. I actually thought it related to this story, because this story is a bit of a misunderstanding, you could say, but it's not really. So then I realized, I went back and I realized, oh, it was talking about he was the son of the one who Nibet. V'lo ra'ah, that he's, you know, kind of saw something, thought he understood it, but it turns out he misunderstood it. Okay, so here goes Yeravam. What does he say? So now they're going to say, what really made him think that just because they go back to the Beit HaMikdash, they're going to end up worshiping Yerachavam? And also, I just wanted to point out, right? Oh, so I said that. So once he died, right, he's worried that he'll lose the Malchut entirely. Amar, Gemir, this is really what he said. That was all the Pasuk. Now we're going to darshan it a little bit. Gemiri de'en yeshivab azara el Malchut Beit David, bilvad. The only people who are allowed to sit in the Azara, in the Beit HaMikdash, are the Malachim of Beit David. So what's going to happen? Right? They're going to go all good, the Beit HaMikdash and Aliyah L'Regel, both the Melech of Yehuda and the Melech of Israel. And Kevan dechazu le'le rechavam diyatev va'ana ka'imna, he's going to be sitting and I'm going to be standing. Savrei ha'malka v'ha'avda, they're going to assume he's the king and I am the Eved. And therefore, right, they'll rebel against me. And if I sit, they'll call me a Moreba Machut because I'm claiming to be a Melech Beit David, and they'll kill me. And then everybody will follow him. Miyad. So what did he do? So he looks for some advice from his advisors. Rav lachem me'alot Yerushalayim, hinei Elohecha Yisrael asher alucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. V'yasam etacha b'Beit El v'etacha natam b'dan. So what does he do immediately? He says, I'd rather not have a showdown with him at the Beit HaMikdash because I'll lose. Better off, I'll make my own, right? I'll make my own Eglei Zahav. And he tells him, don't go anymore to Yerushalayim. Hinei Elohecha Yisrael asher alucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. What does that sound like? Ched ha'egel, the exact same wording. Okay, we'll get to this comparison very soon. Okay, so basically, maybe I'll even set it up already. There's a lot of literary parallels between Yeravam and Ched ha'egel. First of all, he puts up two Eglei Zahav, right, versus the one Egel Zahav in the Ched ha'egel. He says the same phrase that's used when Aaron says to the people. Even, interestingly enough, what does he call his sons? Nadav and Aviah, which sounds like Nadav and Avihu, right? So there's even more parallels than just that, and it almost sounds like he's creating his own religion, and what he's saying is, you guys are going in the religion of Moshe, I'm going to go in the religion of Aharon. That's like a way of reading the text there, that he's trying to create, taking Aharon. Now you might say, well, Aharon in that case was a little bit wrong, but what he's saying is, I have someone to be Somechan, and that's why I think he even calls his sons the same names, or at least the text calls them those names, right? We've talked in the Gemara many times about how these are names that weren't necessarily their names, but they give them names in order to connect the ideas, and there's all sorts of literary parallels. Anyway, more for Shir Tanakh than for here. But even the Gemara here is going to compare them. My vayiva etz. So what's this vayiva etz? Amar Rabbi Yehuda shoshiv rasha etzel tzadik. Okay, what happened? He put a rasha next to a tzadik. Amar lehem chatmitu al kol da'avdina. Will you sign? Right. Remember, he's a new king. He's got to make sure that he's got people behind him. So he says, "Would you sign anything would you sign off on anything I do?" Amar lehem. They said yes. Amar lehu, who he says to them, Malka bina lemeaveh, I want to be the king. Amar lehem, they said, sure, great, we're behind you. Kol da'amina lechu avidutu, will you do anything I ask you? Amar lehem, they said, sure. So now what does he say? Afilu lemichlaf ha'avodah kochavim, even to worship Avodah Zarah? Amar leh tzadik, chas v'shalom, of course not. If you say you're going to worship Avodah Zarah, there's no way we're going to sign up on that. Amar leh rasha leh tzadik, so the rasha says to the tzadik, sal kadah tachte gavar ki yiravam palach l'avodah kochavim. Ella leminasinu dekabai. You think he really meant that? All he was trying to say is, would you follow me even if I told you to worship Avodah Zarah? Meaning, how much can I trust you? So, what did he say, right? Ikabalitu lemem. One second. Dekabai. Right, sorry. Leminasinu dekabai. Ikabalitu lemem. Right? He's just trying to test us to see if we're going to accept what he says. So now, so what happened? So the Rasha and the Tzaddik end up signing off on, even if you say worship Avodah Zarah, we'll agree. So Yeravam ends up with this signed document where Rasha and Tzaddik, his advisor, signed it and said, sure, no problem. If you like to Avodah Zarah, we agree. But they didn't really agree. Okay, this is why it's a little bit like this Nibet, right? There's all this stuff going on of, you know, things appearing different than they actually are. Okay, so it was a bit of a, he kind of tricked them into it, or it's possible, and the Mrs. Homa Halach, we're going to see that Yeravam was actually a good guy to begin with, and he just turned bad. So the question is, right, what turned bad and what went wrong? So according to this, whether he really meant it or not is a good question. You know, they said he's a good guy. Of course he doesn't mean it. You know, we think of Yeravam as Mr. Horrible, right? The worst guy that they always say back, oh, and he went in the ways of Yeravam, and he went in the ways of Yeravam, and he... But he really was good in the beginning, and whether he meant this seriously or not is a good question, but they certainly didn't suspect that he meant it seriously, and therefore they signed off on it. Va'av achia shiloni ta'av achatam. Even achia shiloni, who was the Navi who came and prophesied to Yeravam that he was going to get the malchut, right, the famous, there's the cloak, and he rips it into 12 pieces. V'chatam, and he also signed off on Yeravam doing Avodah Zarah. How? Dehayehu tzadika rabahava. Yehu was a very big tzaddik, okay? Who was Yehu? He was the guy who wiped out Ahav's family. After Ahav, right, he took over after Ahav, and he kills off Ahav's family. Shneamar vayomer Hashem al Yehu, Yan asher ativot alasot hayashar be'enai kechol asher bulvavi asita, chol asher bulvavi asita lebeit Ahav, okay? Because you did good in my eyes, and you did everything that I wanted to do to Beit Ahav, meaning God wanted to wipe out Beit Ahav, and you implemented my plan. B'nei Revi'im yeshvu l'chal kisei Yisrael. You'll have four generations being king. Uktiv, but it says after this, v'yehu lo shamar lelechet b'torat Hashem Elokei Yisrael b'chol avavo, but he didn't continue to go with God with all his heart. Lo sar me'al chatat Yeravam asher achtiyet Yisrael. He didn't turn, right? He didn't go away from the chatat that Yeravam was machtiyet Yisrael. My garmale, what caused him? So there's two opinions. Amrabaye, brit krutalas fatayim shenemar, achavavat habal ma'at, yehu yavdenu harbe. This is what we call maybe the power of suggestion, or no, not really. You would call it something else. Altif tachpela satan. Okay? What did he do? He wanted to kill the Nevi'e Habal. Remember, Achav had all these Nevi'e Habal. He wanted to kill them. So what did he say to them? He wanted them to all gather together in one place so he could kill them all. So he said to them, guys, Achav, worship the Baal. But I, Yehu, I'm going to have Denu Harbe. You think Achav is a Baal worshiper? I am the biggest Baal worshiper. Come worship with me. They came to worship with him and he killed them all. But what happened? He was Potech Pele Satan. He said, Yehu Yavdenu Harbe, and ultimately, he ended up also worshiping Avodah Zarah. Rava Amar, so that has nothing to do with our thing. The second one does. Rava Amar, Chotamo Shel Achia Shiloni Ra'avita'a. He saw the document where Achia Shiloni had signed off on, you know, on Yeravam, that Yeravam could worship Avodah Zarah, and he understood from there that he could do it. V'dichtiv v'shachata seitim he'emiku v'ani musar l'kulam. Okay, very hard pasuk to understand. It's a pasuk from Hosea. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does this word mean? This pasuk mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heim he'emiku mishali. They went farther than I did. Ani amarti kol she'ino ole laregel over ba'aseh. I said, anyone who doesn't go on Aliyah LaRegel is Mevatel HaMitzvah Taseh. But there's no Lota, so you don't get punished. If you don't go on Aliyah LaRegel, you don't get Malkot or anything. V'heim Amru, but the people of Yeravam said, Kol HaOle LaRegel Yidaker B'cheref. Right? They said anyone who goes on Aliyah LaRegel will get stabbed. Okay? And therefore, right, they did worse than me. And that's what, you know, that's what Rava, right, Rava, I don't know exactly how this connects with Rava. Oh, you know what? My mistake. I forgot. This dichtiv is not dichtiv. It's a new thing, okay? It's not dichtiv. It's not connected to the previous thing. You see there's two olives there? It's the hagahot. The notes tell you to take out the dalet. And this is a new thing. It's just darshing this pasuk and saying, this is what was bad about Yeravam. So now let's go back. The chotamo of achia shiloni ra'avata. That was the end of the section. So Yehu saw the stamp of achia, and he thought it's okay to worship Avodah Zarah, and he ultimately went and worshipped Avodah Zarah. So I thought, by the way, if we're connecting between stuff here and earlier, so first of all, we talked all about the Mesit, Lavodah Zarah, and don't listen to him under any circumstances, and don't listen to Nevi'im, who tell you to go against the Torah. So you see here, while you might say, and as you see a bunch of things. First of all, you see the power of Dayanim, and people who sign on documents, and how much you have to take with a lot of import what you sign on, right, is in sort of as a as a statement to judges and people of importance to be very careful, right? We learned about the Melech and the Navi. We talked about all this stuff in Sanhedrin about the leaders. They have to be very careful what they sign on, even though they thought, no way he's going to worship before Tzara, but never sign on something that says that, right? Don't be so silly. And then you see also the people, right? Think for yourselves. Just because your leaders tell you something doesn't mean that you should go say, oh, well, they signed and said it's okay to worship Avodah Zarah, right? We have rules that you can't just worship Avodah Zarah with, you know, even if somebody tells you to do that. That's something no matter what, we don't listen to them. So, okay, so there's a little bit of a connection from this back to things we've learned in the Masechet. Right, usually at the very end of the Masechet, at the Siyum, we try to connect like some theories from the end of the Masechet. Here we have the entire last parak, which all references all sorts of things we've learned throughout as a kind of summary of everything we learned. Okay, next. Vayihi ba'etahi, Yeravam yatsa mirushalayim. So now we get to the part where, okay, we've talked about Avachiyah Shilonim, we mentioned, but here we're going to get to the Pesukim. So at that moment, okay, ba'etahi, in that time, Yeravam went out from Jerusalem, Vayimtza oto Achiyah Shiloni Hanavi Baderech, and Achiyah finds him on the way, V'humet kaseh b'salma chadasha, and he's wearing a new cloak. Okay, so now we're going to darshan these words. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Eiti Mizumenet L'Puranut. Okay, this time, what does it mean, Ba'etahi? Saying this was a time that was miwad lepuranut. In other words, this is, they're trying to tell you this is an important moment in history when the Jewish people divided up into two malchuyot. I mentioned there was a schism in the people before that, but this was, you know, that was a schism that maybe could have been overcome. But at this point, right, their fate is sealed and they're going to be split. This was an eight was meant at lepuranut. Now they're going to say, they're going to quote all different other psukim where they say eight something, and they're going to say it was a time that was miwad lepuranut. So we're now off on a tangent. Okay, this is from Yirmiyahu. It says, "Hevel." I'm going to read the whole pasuk. "Hevel hem amaseh ta'atuim be'et pekudatam yovedu." At the time of their pekuda, right, where they get judged, the yovedu, they'll be destroyed. Tana mishum Rabbi Yossi, eight muzmenet lepuranut. Right, it's at a time that's miwad lepuranut. Be'et ratzon ani initicha. Okay, this is a pasuk from Yeshayahu. Okay, this is what Hashem called Hashem. Be'et ratzon initucha b'yom Yeshua azarticha. Right, so at the eight ratzon, I will answer you. Tana mishum Rabbi Yossi, eight muzmenet letova. Right, sounds a little like Kohelet. Right, there's a good time and a bad time. Right, a time for this, a time for that. So that will be at the time that's muzmenet letova. U'b'yom pokdi u'pakadati alechem chatatam. Okay, tana mishum Rabbi Yossi, eight muzmenet lepuranut. This is in in Shmot. Okay, this is when after the Cheta Egel. Okay, so Hashem says, "Ubiyom pokdi," right? The time of judgment. "Upakati alehem chatatam." I'm going to put upon you your punishment. You know your sins, which will then I'll punish you for it. Again, that was a time that was meant at the Puranut. Vayhi ba'et ahi vayered Yehuda me'et achav. Right, this is the whole right. Tana mishum Rabbi Yossi et was meant at the Puranut. This is when he ended up with Tamar. Okay, so they're saying that the word eight. Okay, and that's why maybe it really is a reference to Kohelet about, you know, there's a time for good, a time for bad. Right? Eight means something, right? Something's about to happen. It's almost like a warning. Okay, next part of the Pasuk. Vayelach Rechavam, this is actually not the next part of the Pasuk. This is after this, right? So Vayelach Rechavam Shechem, Ki Shechem Ba, right? This is the beginning of Perek Yud Bet, and that was from in Perek Yud Aleph. Okay, so first Achiyah Shilon, he comes, then comes the showdown. Vayelach Rechavam Shechem, Ki Shechem Ba Kol Yisrael Amlichoto. So now, right, the reason why we're getting off of this tangent, you'll see in a minute, because it's connecting with the eight. So we had the eight, Bahetahi, right, he gets this nivuah, and then Rechavam goes to Shechem. So they say, not only is there a time you are the Puranut, but Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Makom Muzman the Puranut. B'Shechem Inu Adina, B'Shechem Machur Achivet Yosef, B'Shechem Nechlekam Machu Beit David. And they connect, right, it's like a time continuum, right, and a place, right? Like we always say, there's a Kedushat Makom, Kedushat Zman. Here's like the reverse, right? There's the time for bad things happen and locations where bad things happen. The Yeravam, now we're going back to, so that was all a tangent from this Ba'et. Now we get to the continuation of that Pasuk. The Yeravam Yatsami Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Sheyatsami Pitkasha Yerushalayim. He left the destiny of Jerusalem. In other words, he walks out of Jerusalem, and Achiyah Shiloni meets him, and this is the end for him of Jerusalem. He'll never be part of the future of the Jewish people having connected to Jerusalem. Because he becomes Malchut Yisrael, he makes his own Mikdash, And he no longer goes back to Yerushalayim. So he's leaving sort of the whole destiny of the Jewish people that's integrally connected to Yerushalayim. So now we're going to darshan this part. What does this mean? Amrav Nachman, kis salma chadasha. It's like a new cloak. Ma salma chadasha ein bashum dofi. There's no imperfection. Af torato shel Yeravam lo haya bashum dofi. Right, your cloak, you are what you wear. Right, this is saying his clothes were a reflection of himself. He had no imperfections. This is what I told you earlier today, that we're going to see this inside. That at that point in his life, he was perfect. He was a great guy. Davar acher, some people say, no, it's not that. Salma chadasha shechidshu dvarim shelo shama oza me'olam. That the two of them together there, Achiyah and Yeravam, at that mifkash, they said chidushim that no one ever heard before. Now, one interpretation is, they sat and they learned Torah together, right? And the common theme of the Bavli, that everything has to do with learning Torah. Or maybe it means that what they said was something no one had ever heard before, this idea of splitting the Malchuyot. Right? That we would actually have a king of Israel and a king of Yudah. This was some huge chidush. Mai ushnehem levadam basadeh. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, shekol tamidei chachamim domim lifnehem ka'esvei sadeh. Okay, again, this is praising Yeravam. That, and also Achiyah, but we don't need to praise him, right? Yeravam's the chidush that we're praising him. That od levadam basadeh means the sadeh is sadeh of Torah, and they stood alone in the field of Torah, meaning they were way above everybody else. Everybody else was just like grass. V'ikadamar shekol ta'amei Torah migudlin lahen kisadeh. They knew all the reasons of the Torah like a field, which would mean it's not in comparison to anybody else. It's just, it talks about how much Torah they knew. Okay, now we have another pasuk. It's a pasuk from Micha, and it's about Malchut Yisrael. So this is relating to Yeravam, so to speak, because it's about Malchut Yisrael and what will happen to them. Lachin titni shluchim al moreshet Gat. You're going to give parting gifts because of the moreshet of Gat, which sounds like the pshat is you're going to give gifts to the plishtim, but we're going to darshan it a little bit differently. Batei achziv la'achzev, I think it's la'achzav, right? Batei achziv le'achzav le'malchei Yisrael. And you'll give batei achziv to achzav, which the achzav comes from kazav, which is deceit, to the malchei Yisrael. Okay, what exactly does this mean? Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, how did they darshan this? They obviously darshan it not according to the pshat. Yatz'a bat kov amra lahen. Mi shaharag et haplishti. Okay, now we get to Gat is Goliath, right, from Gat. Al moreshet Gat, what does it mean, moreshet Gat? The one who killed Gat, right, which is David HaMelech. So mi shaharag et haplishti v'horish etchem, right, and basically gave you all this land, because David expanded the land. V'horish etchem Gat, and he gave you the land of Gat, titnu shiluchim lebanav. Right? Will you, basically, are you going to revolt against his sons? Batei achziv la'achzav l'machei Yisrael. As a result of that, your batei achziv, meaning your tzatzaim, okay, or your, actually your people, the people who live in your community, right, your mamlacha, your kingdom, will be achzav, will be deceitful l'machei Yisrael. In other words, that's like midah k'neged midah. You revolted. You were within Malchut Yehuda, and you revolted against the people who gave you everything. The people, your people now, who you give everything to, are going to ultimately rebel against you. Okay, so meaning you have no real future. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, kol ha'ne'aneh min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, ki ilu gozel ha'kadosh baruch hu u'knesset Yisrael, sh'ne'amar, gozel aviv v'imo. Okay, now we're on a tangent, which is going to get back to Yeravam, and also it's there's two reasons it's here. One is, it's said in the name of Rabbi Chanina bar Papa we just had, and also it's going to ultimately connect to Yeravam. If you benefit from anything in this world without making a bracha, it's as if you stole from God and from Knesset Yisrael, Shenemar, Gozel aviv v'imo v'omer em poshea. You steal from your parents and you say, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. Chaver hu le'ish mashchit. He's a friend to a destructive person. Ve'ein aviv el ha'kadosh baruch hu. Who's aviv? God. Shenemar halohu avicha kanecha. Ve'ein imo el ha'knesset Yisrael. In other words, they're saying, Gozel aviv v'imo is a reference to stealing from God and stealing from the people, because imo is Yisrael. Shenemar shma mani busar avicha va'al titosh torat imecha. My chaver hu liish mashchit. What does that mean? Chaver hu li Yeravam ben Nevat sheishchit Yisrael avihen shebashamayim. What did Yeravam do? He destroyed the relationship between the people and God because he basically made them all go worship avodah zarah or turned them away from God. Vayidach Yeravam et Yisrael mecharei Hashem vehechtiyam chata'a gedola. Amar Rabbi Chanin kishtei maklot hamitizot zo et zo. What does it mean? Hechtiyam chata'a gedola. It's like when you take two sticks and you put them against each other, the force of one stick against the other makes it go very far. So that's what he did to the people. He kind of like hit them and got them in the way of avodah zarah, and they, you know, they flew off with it. They basically took off in a very strong manner with it. Bidi zahav. Okay, now we're getting to the egel. Since we've been talking about this egel, right, the agalim, the egle zahav that he put up, now we're going to go back to the egel hazahav in the time of the midbar. So in Dvarim, right, in the first pasuk in Dvarim, it says, "Eloh Dvarim Hashem Dibrei Moshel Kol Yisrael Be'Evar Yagen Bamidbar Baraval Musuf Ben Paran Ben Tofa Lavan Bachatzirot Ben Dizahav." So they say, "What's Dizahav?" Amru Dibrei Rabbi Yanai Amar Moshe Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says before God, "Ribono Shel Olam Bishvil Kesef Zahav Sheishbata Lahem LeYisrael Ad Sheyomru Die." What's Dizahav? Die Zahav. Now that you gave them so much gold when they left Mitzrayim, till they finally said, "Enough, enough." Zegaram, right? That is what garam lehem lasot lehem Elohe Zahav. Okay, in other words, Moshe is saying to Hashem, you caused the people to sin in Egal Zahav. Maybe it's a bit of a reference also to Yeravam, that he was, right, the initiator of causing the people to sin. Now Moshe is saying to God, you really caused them to sin. What's the mashal? Mashal, ein ari dores v'nohe mitoch kupah shel teven, ela mitoch kupah shel basar. In ari is not going to be, right, let's put it this way. When people are feeling good, right, and oh, look, I have all this meat, I'm going to go get more meat, right? But if they have teven and like nothing to eat, and Aryeh has nothing to eat, isn't going to go, like on one hand, he'll be hungry, he'll go prey on other things, but he's not going to really have that arrogance and confidence, I would say, to go prey on other things. So the same way the people, when they had all the zahav, so then they were able to make a clay zahav. If they had no zahav, they never would have been able to make the egal hazahav. Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Ad Yeravam Hayu Yisrael Yonkim Me'egel Echad. Before Yeravam's time, there was only one egel that was causing them problems. Mikam Ve'elach Mishnayim U'Shlosha Agalim. But from then on, they had two or three. What's this two or three? In other words, it was sort of a remnant of the past one, and now they had these new two egel zahav that caused them punishments. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Lecha Kol Poranut Poranut Shaba La'olam She'ein Ba'acha Me'esrim Ve'arba Ve'achrei Alita Shel Egel Harishon. That every bad thing that comes to the world, there's still something left from the Egel HaZahav, a little bit of Egel HaZahav left, that every time something bad comes, it always connects back to the Egel HaZahav. How do we know this? Because of the pasuk we saw before, Shenemar, Ubiyom Pokdi Upakadati Alehem Chatatam. Right, on the day of your judgment, I will put, you know, bring your chet back upon you. So it's saying like at a future day, okay, that at all future times, Beyom Pokdi, anytime you get punished for something, I'll always go back to this avera that you did also. And it a little bit negates the fact that you can fully do tshuva on something. But this is still remains. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Lechar esrim va'arba adorot, nigve pasuk ze. This pasuk came true 24 generations later, which was when? No less than the Chorban Habayit. Shenemar, vayikra Vayikraba oznai kol gadole mor. This is Yechezkel saying that God called, right? He heard this loud voice, lemor, karvu pkudot ha'ir v'ish klei mashchit biyado. Okay, meaning he says basically the destruction's about to come, but what word does he use? This pkudot ha'ir. Meaning, right? The karvu pkudot ha'ir, the old sin is coming back now. Okay, and it's going to come to haunt you. Okay, now we're back to Yeravam's story. And it says after this, Achar ha-davar hazeh lo shav Yeravam midarko ha-ra'ah. So there's a bit of a problem because the psukim immediately preceding it have nothing to do with Yeravam. So what does it mean? Achar ha-davar hazeh, after what? Right? Sounds like the Akedah, right? Achar ha-dvarim ha'ele, Avram goes and they say, what? So they say maybe the Satan came, right? That there was some story, backstage story. So what do they say? My achar? I'm Rabbi Abba. Achar shetafso HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYeravam b'bigdo v'amar lo chazor b'cha. V'ani v'atao ben yishayin etayal b'gan Eden. So what happens? This pasuk basically says, I didn't read the rest of the pasuk, right? But basically, Yeravam doesn't go back, and he makes these konei b'mot, and etc. Okay, so, and basically, we started off, Yeravam was good, and it says, after this, That was the end. It was all downhill after that. So the question is, what was this after that? So they say that God grabbed him by his baguette. Interesting reference, right, to the Nivuah v'chiyashiloni who takes his baguette, right? God grabs him by his baguette, almost symbolizing something went wrong here, right? We gave you this baguette with the, you know, we ripped it into 10 pieces. You were supposed to get those 10 pieces, but you're messing things up. So he grabs him by his baguette, and he says to him, you know, if you do tshuva right now, me, you, and David will all netzayel b'gan Eden. Okay? Sounds like this perfect image, right? All will be good. Amar lo, mi barosh. Right, so of course, what does Yeravam say? Well, who's going to be first? Ben Yishai Barosh. Sorry, but you know, David, he comes first. Yihachi lo ba'ine. He says, if that's the case, thanks, but no thanks. And that was it. Rabbi Yavau hava ragil to have a kadarish b'shlosha melachim. Okay, if you remember, the Mishnah talked about three melachim that don't get olam haba. Right? There was Yeravam, Menashe, and I'm now blanking. And Achav, obviously, right? So Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. So now, here we have a story. Rabbi Abau was darshening the three melachim. Chalash. He got weakened. Okay? He got sick. Kabi alalei delo darish. He thought, maybe this is like Lashon Hara that I'm talking, and I'm not saying good things about these kings. Maybe I should stop talking about them. So he stops. Kevan de'itpach. Once he gets healed, hadar kadarish. He goes back to darshening against these three kings. Amre, lo kabilit alach de lo darshet buhu. Didn't you say you're not going to darshan about these guys? Amar, inhu mi hadr buhu, da'ana hadar bi. But did they do tshuva that I should now be choser bi from my general, what I, you know, my darshaning about them? In other words, if they had done tshuva, then yes, I would stop talking about them. But if they don't do tshuva, then that gives me the right to basically darshan about them. Rav Ashi, okash lo sham alachim. Okay, here's an interesting story. Rav Ashi, was teaching whatever he was teaching, and he got up to the part, right, wherever this is, maybe he was teaching Mishnayot, and he gets up to the part of the Shlosha Malachim. So he ends his shir, and he says, right, sometimes we do this, not so often, but sometimes we do this, we say, okay, L'machar niftach b'chavrin, tomorrow we're going to start with this, right? We're going to start with our chavirim. Now, why is he called them chavirim? So you could explain it as they were Talmidei Chachamim also, right? So he calls them chavrin, meaning they're also part of us, they're Talmidei Chachamim. So tomorrow we'll start with our friends. Ata Menashe, itchazi lebechelme, that night, okay, so he says, tomorrow we're going to start with our friends. So that night he has a dream. Menashe appears to him in his dream. Amar, chavercha v'chaverai da'avucha karitlan? He says, you're calling me, right? You're saying, my friends and the friends of my fathers, you called us? What do you mean? We were kings. You can't treat us like colleagues. That's not a word you use, even though he meant it in a positive way, that they were lomdei Torah. He said, you can't call us things on your level. We're kings. So he says, here he says to show him that he knows more than he does. Mehecha ba'at l'mishra hamotzi. From where, right, you know, ever notice people have all these different minagim, how they cut the challah? So this all comes from here. Where do you start cutting the bread, breaking the bread? Amarle lo yadana. So it comes from Rashi, he says, I don't know. Amarle mehecha ba'at l'mishra hamotzi. Lo gemirat v'chaverech karitlan. Okay, in other words, you don't even know how to do this, and you're calling us your colleagues. Amarle egmarali ulamachar darishnale mishimcha bepirka. He says, teach me, and tomorrow I'll teach in the Beit Midrash the way you know in your name that you taught me how to do this. Amarle mehecha dekarim bishula. From where? Now here there's different nusach. Resh and Dalid look the same, right? So sometimes they get flipped. Some people have dekarim, and some people have dekadim. Okay? Dekadim bishula, where it starts to cook, so some people say right at the bottom or at the top. You have to do it both at the bottom and at the top, or maybe at the bottom or the top. And some people say where it's the hardest. Cream, like if bread is mukram, it's crusty. Okay? So it's from where it's the most, like the hardest point, that's where you start cutting the bread from. So amale, me'achar dechakim tu kulehai, my taima kaplich. He says, so now I have a question for you. If you're so smart and you know all this Torah, right? It's strange halacha to have taught him, right? It's not exactly the most important halacha, exactly how you cut the bread. But because you're so smart, he says, why do you go worship Avodah Zarah? Amar le, I hava hatam, hava nakitna b'shipule glima v'rahat abatrai. If you were there with me, you would have followed me on the tails of my cloak and you would have run after me. Okay, meaning you just don't get it. And this goes back to a Gemara we saw a bunch of times about the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, remember after Bayit Sheni, it was destroyed. He says, you don't know what the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was like. So you have no clue. But if you had been alive then, you also would have followed me and would have done it with me. So even though I'm this great Talmid Chacham, you also are, but you know, you would have definitely been with me. Amar lehu l'rabanan. Okay, so l'machar. And the next morning, he goes to the Beit Midrash. Amar lehu l'rabanan. Niftach b'rabbata, b'rabbata. Period. Okay, so now the next morning, instead of saying chavercha, he calls them rabbata. Okay, the story doesn't tell us whether he actually taught them the halacha about hamotzi or not, but you know, it ends there. But the point is, he learned his lesson and he called them rabbata. And it's an interesting thing because it's really, it's taking the worst of the worst that the Mishnah is saying they have no chelek l'olam haba, and yet they're telling you that you need to respect them. And maybe it's trying to say that people are multi, right? Even though God might judge them for olam no olam haba, but as human beings, we have to accept everybody. We have to see their good sides and see that they have value and they taught us things and, you know, they weren't all bad. And maybe it's maybe this whole thing also is olam chelek l'olam haba, only God can judge them and not man. Right, and that there's some things that, right, that's all these things that we don't judge, that are mitabi de shamayim and all that. And if you can't judge them, well then, stay away from it entirely. Okay, Achav. So that was all Yeravam. Now we're up to Achav, and we're going to do the same thing we did with Yeravam, which is darshan his name. Ach la shamayim, av la avodah kochavim. Ach la shamayim dechtiv, ach le tzara yulad. Okay, ach is like sighing. Like oy, tzara yulad. So he was oy la shamayim, and he was a father lavada kochavim. Av lavada kochavim dechtiv kerachem av al banim. Okay, like the relationship of a father to a son, right? That's how he was to the avada kochavim. Vaya nakel lechto b'chatat yeravam benevat. Okay, this is the pasuk it says about Achav. So what does that mean? Amar b'yochanan kalot asachav kechamurot asar rechavam. Right, the light things he did were like the worst things that Yeravam did. So if you thought Yeravam was bad, Yeravam was nothing in comparison to what Achav did. So then why did it connect him to Yeravam if he was so much worse? In other words, that's Yeravam's real thing, that he wasn't so bad in and of himself, it was what he started. And he started something that basically couldn't stop. There was no way, there was no way to stop it. Gam mizbechotehem kigalim al talmei sadai. So what does this mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ein lecha kol telem v'telem be'eretz Yisrael shelo he'emid alav achav avodah kochavim v'shtachavalo. Okay, there was no mound in Israel that didn't have, right, al kigalim al talmei sadai. Everything was full of avodah zarah. U'minalan delo ate la'amada ate. How do we know he doesn't get olam haba? We saw this also by Yeravam. We had to find a pasuk. Dechtiv. V'chreti l'achav mashtim bakir. Remember that? That's all the people who pee on walls. And it's, they're going to be, even the mashtim bakir are going to be wiped out. V'atzur v'azuv b'Yisrael. What is atzur v'azuv? Atzur v'olam hazeh, v'azuv l'olam haba. Okay, again, the double lashon teaches you that both olam hazeh, both olam haba. Amar b'yochanan, mipnei ma zacha omri l'machut. So now Omri, his father, what made him get the malchut? They were bad guys. So what made him have deserved rights to be the king? Mipnei shosif kerechacha be'eretz Yisrael. He added a city to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar vayikana tahar shamro me'et shemer b'kikarayim kesef vayiven etahar v'yikrat shem ha'ir asher bana al shem shemer adoni ha'har shem shemer adoni ha'har shamron. I guess that's how you read it. Api shem shemer adoni ha'har shamron. Okay, so he basically acquires this area of the Shamron, and because of that, he gets rights to be the king. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, again, this idea that you can do, right, even the bad guys did certain things that were good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei ma zachach av l'machut kafbet shana, for 22 years, how did he get to be king for so many years? Mipnei shekibed et ha-Torah shenitna b'kafbet otiyot. They say the 22 years correspond to the 22 letters of the alphabet, and he... And the Torah was given in 22 otiyot, right, in Lashon HaKodesh, which has 22 letters. And therefore, he got rewarded of 22 years, keneged the Torah that he respected. So where do we see the Achav respected Torah, right? It certainly doesn't say so in the Pshat. Vayishlach malachim melech av, melech Yisrael ha'ira. So they send messengers to Achav in the city. Vayomer lo ko'amar ben hadad. So this is what Ben Hadad said. Kasbecha uzavcha lihu, uneshechu banecha tovim lihem, ki im kaet machar eshlach et avdi elecha, Okay, so he says, your kesef and gold is going to, right, your silver and gold is going to be mine. And your wives and your children that are better, right, they're your good ones, they're going to be mine. I'm going to send my messenger tomorrow. They're going to search through your house and the house of your soul and your avadim. And all the machmar inecha, the best, right, where do you see this in Yechezkel, right? I'm going to take away your machmar inayim, the best of, right, which was his wife. I'm going to take away machmar inecha. V'lakhu, and they're going to take it. ויום על המלכי בן הדד, אמרו לאדוני המלך, כל אשר שלחת על עבדיך בראשונה, אעשה, everything you said in the beginning of your words I will do, והדבר הזה, but this מחמד עיניך לא אוכל לעשות. So, but מחמד עיניך I can't. So, what do they assume מחמד עיניך means? מה מחמד עיניך? לאו ספר תורה? Is it not ספר תורה? Meaning, he said, but I can't give you my Torah. Remember, the king's supposed to have a Torah? So, he did have respect for the Torah. He said, you can take all my stuff, but leave the Torah. Now they say, Dilma Vodav Kochavim, maybe he meant Machmari Necha for him, right? For us, it's Torah, but for him, maybe it's Avodav Kochavim. Lo Sakadatach, doesn't make sense. Dichti, Vayomor Elav, Kolas Kenim, Vakola Am. One second, it's different Nusach. Al Tishma, Va'al Tove. Okay, don't listen, they all said to him. Okay, and they wouldn't say, right, this is, Lo, one second, right. If it was Avodat Kochavim, they never would have said it. In other words, they all told him, don't listen to what Ben-Hadad wants you to do. But all his advice, right, all his kinim wouldn't say that because his kinim weren't worshipping Avodah Zarah, so they certainly wouldn't have said it. So it must be he really meant the Torah. V'dil masabe debat ha'avu. Maybe it was bad guys, right? This kinim were bad people and they really did, was Avodah Zarah. Milok tiv yishar davar b'nav shalom u'b'nei kol ziknei Yisrael. Okay, which shows that his kinim were the good people. Vamar Rav Yosef, Saba Debata Hatam, Sabe Debata. Rav Yosef says it was Sabe Debata. Hatam Lokti B'chol Ha'am. Hachakti B'chol Ha'am. There it was, Ubeinei Kol Zignei Yisrael. There it's Lashon Zkenim. But here it said, Zkenim and Kol Ha'am. So he thinks Achav really wasn't protecting the Torah, and really it was bad advisors. Di Efshar Lehu Adelohavu B'chon Tzadiki. When it says kol ha'am, you can't, one second, am I getting this right? Uktiv. I see. And Rav Yosef said it is the bad guys, but then the Gemara rejects this and says, "Hatam lokti v'chol ha'am," and "Hachakti v'chol ha'am." In other words, he says, "I said it wrong before." The v'chol ha'am that appears by us proves that it had to be Torah because it can't be diyekshar delohabu b'hon tzadiki. It can't be that there's no, there weren't any. It can't be that the entire nation was worshiping Avodah Zarah. Uktiv v'sharti b'Yisrael shivat alafim kol berkayim asher lo karu laba v'chol ha'peh asher lo nashaklo. Because it says there were people of the people, right, who hadn't, in other words, this is what was left, all the people who hadn't bowed down to the idols. I'm Rav Nachman. Achav shakul haya. Okay, now they say that Achav was half-half. Okay, meaning he had half bad deeds and half good deeds. How do we know this? Shene'emar, and this is a story we already heard, read recently. Vayomer Hashem mi yifateh et Achav. Remember when he wants to get Achav to die in the battle, what does he say? Who's going to go seduce him? V'yal v'yapol b'ramot ha'gilad, and he'll go and die in the battle. Vayomer zeh b'cho v'zeh omer b'cho. Okay, up in Shemayim, one said like this and one said like that. And what does it mean? One said like this, one said like that, meaning one said he's a good guy and one said he's a bad guy, which shows he was half-half. Matkif la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, what do you mean? Man dechatabe rak, but it says, man dechatabe, the he who says, rak lo hayake achav asher hit maker la sat harabi ene Hashem, asher eseta oto izevel isho. There was nobody as bad as him. So how could you possibly say, right? Betanina, it says in the Braita, bechol yom hayta shokelet shekleh zahav lavadah kochavim. She would weigh every day shekleh zahav, the measurement of Achav himself, and that would go to Avodah Zarah. Va'art amart shakul haya, and you say he was equal? Ela Achav bevatram bemamon haya. Now we're going to say what was so great about him. He was very giving of his money. Umitoch shehenet tamidei chachamim minechasav kipru lo mechze. Here's an interesting line. Again, this idea about supporting tamidei chachamim. It's saying because he supported tamidei chachamim, it even though really his deeds weren't half-half, They gave him the value of half-half. It's like we say, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Here it's not even Talmud Torah, but he helped Talmud Torah to spread, and therefore kipula mechza, right? This is a very, it's interesting. The midrashim usually take bad guys and make them all evil, even though sometimes they're good. This is the opposite. This whole mahalach of the Gemara is making all these guys that we think of just all bad, and they're trying to say that they had good in them. And most of the good that they're trying to say is Talmud Torah, right? It's all about Talmud Torah, which is very interesting. Again, central theme of the Bavli. Okay, we'll just finish this story up a little. So what happens? Aruch comes out and stands before God. Vayomer, ani afatenu, I will seduce him. Vayomer Hashem elav bamei, says how? Vayomer itzeva yiti ruach sheker b'fichon nebiav. Remember this? He says, I'll be a ruach sheker b'fichon nebiav. Vayomer tifateh v'gam tuchal. So he says, go for it. Seva seken, go out and do it. My ruach, what was this ruach? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ruchos shel Navodi Yisraeli, right? So Navodi Yisraeli was the one, it was his spirit that was now going to exact revenge on Achav. Might say, so what is, why does it say, tsei v'asei ken? So this is a great line. Amar Ravina, tsei mimchitzati. Go out from my mechitza, meaning, and don't come back. In other words, you want to take revenge, go out and take revenge, but you won't be allowed back up here. In other words, if you go exact your revenge, even though I'm allowing it, right? And even God asked for it. But here we say, Shekein k'tiv dover shkarim lo yikon l'neged einai. I can't have anyone who says falsehoods. Okay? And you're going to lie, basically, to get Achav to go. And therefore, you're going to be this ruach sheker, if you call nevi'im. Someone who speaks sheker can't be here, even if they're doing something good. This is like the opposite, right? It's saying good people, even sometimes you want to do something good, and you have to do it in a deceitful manner, that takes, there's something wrong with that also, okay? It's like the Kanaim Pogim Bo, right? Where we allow you to do it, but it's not like they necessarily think that you should. And Amra Papa, well, end with this line, Haini Damar Inche, Depara Kine Machriv Beite. Someone who's Porea Kinah, he pays back revenge, he avenges for someone, he destroys his house. There's a bit of a play on words here, because Kine is Kinah, but it's also the cane, the nest, the house. So if you use revenge, you're basically going to destroy your house, okay? Because what does it do? It does something bad to you on your insides, right? It's not good to use those. So in a sense, God kind of asked for it, but also you have to remember, God didn't ask for someone to take revenge. God asked for someone to seduce him to go there. But Navot came forward and said, oh, I'll be first, right? Because he did something to me, which is very similar to Yad Haidim Tieh Baba Rishona, right? The ones who saw it are the ones who were supposed to do it. But here they're kind of pointing out, but it's not so great, right? In other words, beware of doing things like this, especially if it involves lying. Okay, end here for today.